There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hear me?
I did. I heard you.
And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need. You just say that and they show up. They come jumping out of a shrub.
Oh, cool.
No matter where you are in life, when you need the coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Now ADT professionally installs Google Nest products so your home is safe and smart. Google Nest cams can tell the difference between a person, an animal, and a vehicle.
Mm.
Or with Nest Doorbell, even a package. I can't tell the difference between those things. That's incredible. And with Nest Aware as part of your monthly ADT service, you get 30 days of event video history. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hey, everybody. Conan O'Brien here, and we're going to try something a little different. In this short time that I've been doing Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, I've just been delighted. I'm having an absolute blast, and it's working. I'm actually making some nice bonds and friendships with a lot of different people. But what occurred to me is all these people have one thing in common. They're celebrities. And I thought it might be nice to try making friends with average folk, people out there in the world, civilians, not celebrities. Just talk to the people who make this great country we call the United States of America, or even people from other countries. It doesn't matter. Let's just talk to some regular folk and then hope desperately that they become celebrities.
Oh my God.
That's the concept. What do you guys think?
Horrible.
Matt?
Yeah, I'm
well,
all
why,
in.
Why is that horrible? It's very important to me that eventually they become celebrities.
So you don't have time for anybody that would live their whole life as a regular Joe.
As a folk.
Who would do that? What kind of monster would choose that life?
Oh.
No, seriously, I really do. I do want to, and especially, I have to say, a lot of this comes out of this last year. Let's get outside this bubble, this celebrity bubble that we're trapped in.
I'm not trapped in a celebrity
no,
bubble.
No, I'm not even
no.
adjacent
oh, God,
to
oh, God, no. I didn't mean either of you. Oh, God,
oh, okay.
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Oh, please. Okay. How embarrassing. Yeah. Oh, I'm covering my mouth. I'm laughing.
Because,
oh,
I mean, we don't even right. do a podcast with a celebrity, so how would we know?
Oh, snap. Snappity-dappity. Ouchie-wouchie.
I'm looking it up.
Death
I'm looking
staring.
It up. I am looking it up.
Oh,
yes,
no.
I am a celebrity. I just looked it up.
You Googled
I am,
it?
Yeah, I am a B-lister, but I am a celebrity. So, fuck you. I am a solid B. I'm a solid B-list celebrity, and I'm proud of it. And if Love Boat were still on the air, I could potentially be a guest.
Oh,
not
God.
The first guest, but like the third guest, who's the comic relief guest who stowed away.
I would kill to see you on Love Boat.
Yes, and but anyway, this is something I want to do, and I'm really looking forward to it, and I don't know. We're just going to give it a try and see how it goes.
Yeah, this is Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, and it'll be out weekly in addition to the regular episodes, so just an extra special treat. And we might as well get to our first guest. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
I am very ready.
Conan, please meet Donovan, who is a minor league professional wrestler.
Wow. Donovan, very nice to talk to you. Where are you coming from, Donovan? Where are you?
I am in Michigan right now from Montreal.
Do you consider yourself a Canadian?
No, I'm from Michigan.
Oh, you're from Michigan.
Yeah, sorry, I probably said that wrong. My wife is from Montreal.
Wait, yeah, I'm confused already. You're from Michigan. You've married someone who's from Montreal.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So I'm in the process of getting my permanent residency there.
Oh, okay, you're going to move to Montreal.
I'm going, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the time we have. Thank you. So, Donovan, you are a professional wrestler. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, help me, because I know of a type of professional wrestler that has a character, and I don't know, are you a professional wrestler who's really wrestling and using wrestling moves and it's not that fun to watch, or are you a wrestler who's also kind of a performer and has a character?
I am a character. Actually, I have a picture if you want to see it. It's
that's my God.
Me.
Okay.
Well, we are a podcast, so I'm going to describe it. You're sort of demonic looking. You just showed me a picture of what looked like a very fierce, evil, demonic wrestler.
Yes. So I go by the moniker Very Nice, Very Evil, because nobody likes somebody who's too evil. So I introduce the nice part of it, so then they buy into it and I can trick them.
Okay. Very nice, very evil.
Often I get described if somebody, a demon possessed you, actually.
Oh, a demon possessed me.
If Conan O'Brien was possessed by a demon, that's what it gets described as, because I'm heavily influenced by you rather than other wrestlers. Yes.
You mean of the wrestlers, I'm the one that's influenced you the most.
Yes, yes, of course.
That's fantastic. describe then a demonic Conan O'Brien as a wrestling character. What are you using some of my moves? Is it my attitude? Does your character have, you know, sort of little beady eyes and thin lips and sharp cheekbones?
Yes. Yeah. I don't have the height, but I have, I pour teeth in my opponent's mouths to disorient them.
Pour what in their mouth?
Human teeth.
You pour human teeth
what?
Into the mouth?
That's amazing.
I love how that's people see that and go, oh, that is so Conan.
That is.
No. It's just, I think it's the presentation, because I take a lot of like Simpsons references and references from you and just 80s horror movies, and I pull it all together because these are the things that I like. So I included it into the character because wrestling should be fun.
Yes, wrestling.
I'm just saying,
it shouldn't be work.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. One of your standard moves is to pour loose teeth into the mouth of your opponent to confuse and disorient them. What are some of your other moves?
I kick him right in the mouth. I have the go to sleep, which I call the good night Hausen. I add Hausen. My wrestling name is Danhausen, and I add Hausen to everything to make it all about me.
That's very Conan.
Yeah. Okay, that's very nice, Matt. Yeah. I love that. You just add a Hausen to things. So goodnight Hausen is like a goodnight move.
Yes. And I pop them up off my shoulders and I knee them in the face. That's okay. My finishing.
Well, you knee them in the face Hausen.
The face, yes, exactly.
Sorry.
Like if I were talking to you, I'd call you Conan Hausen. I add Hausen to the end of it.
This is fantastic. I'm delighted by you. I'm delighted by this foolishness and that you've, like me, dedicated your life to absolute idiocy. This is fantastic. Now, are you a good wrestler? Are you a good athlete?
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. No one cared when I was just a good wrestler. They cared once I switched and put on makeup and started acting goofy and doing Simpsons references in the middle of matches. And like I stole the Mr. Burns hop in. I brought a tiny airplane to the ring and I told my opponent to hop in. And I had 300-400 people chanting hop in at this guy.
How successful have you been? It sounds like, is this growing? Do you feel like Danhausen is becoming a bigger and bigger character?
Yes, absolutely. Since I've switched this, which is about 2 years ago, and about a year full of doing this actual character, I've been wrestling for 8 years. Since I've switched this, it's just like snowballed more and more and more. And now I have a shirt in Hot Topic and I've gotten signed to like a TV company. And they're just like, go do your weird stuff. Like, do it. Have fun. Be Danhausen. That's what we need.
I want to be a part of Danhausen's world. You know, don't you see that, Matt and
yes.
Sona? Like, I want to maybe do some sort of, I want to tape a video. I seriously want to do something where you're in the ring and then I appear and I'm either for you or against you. Do you know what I mean? Or you're my long lost son. We've got to somehow get into, I want to get into the lore of Danhausen. Do you know what I mean? I want to be part of it. What would you do with me?
With you, I would call us both legendary late nighters, for one.
Guess what? There's a lot of those now. There's literally like 600 in America, so he might want to come up with something cooler.
this character is all about himself. He's all about making sacks of money, I call them.
Yes.
I carry around a money sack. I pulled it out after I won my contract on TV, and I revealed it from my cape. I pulled a... I pulled a $20 bill and I said, look at these millions, and I threw it.
Would we actually fight? And first of all, you know, I know how to handle myself.
Wait a minute.
Oh, come on, Sona. Wait a minute. I'm fairly athletic. I can take a punch, and I love to fake fight. And so if I entered the ring, would we start out being friends, but then I would think that you had gotten too cocky and I would attack Danhausen? What would happen?
Yeah, maybe. I think I do this thing where I try to punch people in the groin right before the bell rings so I can just pin them without doing any work.
Yeah.
So I don't think I would do that because people know that I love Conan.
Right.
Like as a character, it's very public that I love Conan. And that's one of Danhausen's idols. So I don't think they would think that. They'd probably be taken back if you did it.
Okay. How about this? Let me pitch you this because I'm really into this. All right. So Danhausen, you're fighting your foe. He starts to get the better of you. He starts to win. He grabs the bag of teeth and starts to pour them into your mouth. He steals your sack of money. He punches you in the groin. It's all going badly when all of a sudden the music changes, fog machines go on, and I come down on wires. And it's me, and I'm there to save Danhausen. And
I think the crowd would go nuts.
I hope so. What if the crowd's just like, all right, okay. There's Conan, I guess. Cool. Let's see what he's got. All right, well, let's go. If we go early, we can beat the traffic. In my mind, before I go on, that's what I think. That's the reaction I always think I'm going to get. If I leave now, I can beat the traffic. I want in on the Danhausen world. I really do, Donovan.
Yeah, well, I would love that if that's a possibility. That's like the ultimate guest for Goodnight Housen with Danhausen.
You know what? I've always said if there's a way that I can be involved with Goodnight Housen with Danhausen, I want in Housen and right now Housen. Not tomorrow Housen, but today Housen. I'm not fucking around Housen. I'm serious Housen. So let's make this happen, Housen. Let's sign a contract, Housen. I want to get paid, Housen.
Yes, we'll pay you in wonderful sacks of human money.
There's only one kind of money. There's only human money. No animal uses money.
He has no idea.
Uh-huh.
He just knows it gets you power.
Yeah. Wow. That's very exciting. Well, you know what? I think you're going to do well. I love that you're going to Canada because I don't say this just to suck up to Canada, but I love Canadians, and I think they're like the funniest, one of the funniest countries in the world. They're really funny people. So I think, and they really love nuanced, like weird, kooky comedy, and they've always been so nice to me. So I love that you're going to Montreal. I think that's great.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been exciting and a lot of work.
Donovan, you have my blessing, and I will figure out a way to enter the world of Danhausen. I will.
Please do. I would lose my mind, and so would my fans. It'd be crazy.
All right. Well, Sona, you make sure you'll
follow up on this.
Yes, we'll follow up on this. I'm really excited about this.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah. No problem. Hey, really nice to meet you, Donovan.
Nice meeting you too. Nice meeting all of you.
All
right, bye-bye. Thanks, Donovan.
Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where you go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident, so are you. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching. You can go hiking in Yosemite. And then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want. They got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk.
Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere, endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money, or you can go after their fortune-changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down a
notch. I didn't know what brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check
terrific,
out brunch.
Blay. That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loud-speaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile.
Okay.
That's the one for you.
That was
I should
weird.
Have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com. Okay, you freaks, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, multiple systems, and delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Right,
yeah,
guys?
That's what I think about all the time.
That's all I think about. I'm a real whiz. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. It just does.
Yeah.
Words.
So to reduce, what's that?
Words.
Yeah, exactly. That helped. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. You knew where I was going with this, right?
Yeah, I do. Please tell us what NetSuite is.
I shall. NetSuite's the number one cloud financial system. It brings accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one, count them, one platform and one source of truth.
Yeah.
By bringing all your major business processes into one platform, you will not only improve efficiency, you'll also cut costs. Yep. NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessible from anywhere. That's why they call it the cloud. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. If you're not doing it, you should too. Hey, so do the math. That sounds aggressive. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Wow. Head to netsuite.com/Conan. netsuite.com/Conan. One more time if you weren't listening. netsuite.com/Conan.
Leanne, please meet Conan O'Brien.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Well, I'm very excited to talk to you, Leanne.
Yeah.
Leanne, tell me just a little bit about yourself, just so when I meet someone for the first time, I like to ask just a few questions, find out who they are, where they're coming from.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm from Toronto, and I'm an engineer. So I went to school, I did engineering in school, and now I'm a mechanical engineer. And I love to ski. I love to bike. I know you like to bike too. I listened to your talk about biking recently and your trip to Mexico. So that's kind of me. I like outdoorsy kind of stuff, and I like having fun and hanging out with my friends and a good laugh.
You like a good laugh?
Yeah.
A good laugh is good.
Yeah. And I listen to your podcast all the time. I think I've listened to every episode at least once. So I'm a huge fan of your podcast.
Do you get a sense of maybe any mental illness when you listen to the podcast?
Oh, God. What? Why is that your first
May question? Or may not, but.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering if, you know, you're obviously a very intelligent person. You're an engineer. What kind of engineering do you do?
So I did chemical and chemistry in school, but now I'm doing mechanical engineering.
But you understand chemistry. You understand chemical engineering.
Yeah.
Have you ever, when you're listening to the podcast, thought, this guy, I think we need to regulate his brain. His brain needs some sort of chemical regulation.
A couple times, but it's okay. I think it adds to the podcast. So
what you're saying is what adds to the podcast is my mental illness.
That's true. Also, okay. My mom's in the background laughing her head off, so.
That's okay. It's always good to have a mother in the background laughing at me. It adds to the whole podcast experience. There she is. Oh, and look, she's shooting this on her iPhone, which is piracy. That's piracy. Yeah. That's I'm going to have her arrested for stealing our copyright. That'll come later.
We fled the country because of that reason. So you're too late on that.
So you fled. You fled to north of Toronto.
Yeah.
Just because you wanted your mom to record talking to me on the podcast on her iPhone.
That's right.
And you wanted to escape any attempt for me to seek retribution.
You've
thought this through so far in advance. You're so smart.
We have. It was a big move, but you know what? It's worth it. So
we're nice people, Conan. We're Canadians.
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, yeah. I've met some of
you. No, we're American because we fled the country.
Oh, that's right. Good improv skills. Right. You picked up on your mom's mistake.
Yeah, mom.
Good improv.
Cut it out.
She put out the information. Leanne put out the information that you fled to Canada. Yeah. So you can't ruin her improv by denying her information. Oh, God. Moms. Yeah. They always ruin improv. They always ruin improv.
But I was going to say, too, I know your mom had I love when you talk about your mom on the podcast. It's hilarious. And how her dryness always kind of sparked your comedy. It sounds pretty good.
Yes.
I listened to a most recent episode and you were saying how she always thought you were pretty crazy, but.
Well, she would say, my mom's line is, I don't like that even fooling.
I love
and she
that.
Had a good sense of humor, but she was always saying that to me. And I think that spurred me to go further and further and further. She's a great straight man.
Yeah.
In comedy. So that helped me. And I hope your mother's helping you in your comedy pursuits.
Yes, you know? She is. Yeah. Mine are more domestic, but that's okay.
Yes, I understand. Your mom helped you so much with your comedy that you're an engineer. So
that's all
I have to say to you about your mother. It's her fault. You'd be playing Vegas right now. You'd be in the biggest rooms in Vegas.
I would.
But oh no, your mom had to get in there and go, that's not true.
Yeah.
You're from Toronto.
Yeah, it's true.
I do love Canada. I've had a very good time. I love myself a Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
I love a Tim Hortons donut and a cup of coffee.
You'd blend right in. A double-double.
Wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, a double-double. And then I get on the hockey rink and I beat someone to death. It's a good time.
Yeah.
And she just, I really enjoy myself.
She just got off the ski hill.
What is she saying now?
Did
your mother just spout things in the corner throughout your life?
She said, I just got off the ski hill. That's what she's saying. Snow skiing, I think you called it, in a bit a long time ago. On I don't know where you were, but it looked pretty good.
It was
good.
The Olympics.
You were pretty talented.
It was the 2002 Olympics, and I learned how to snowboard, and I'm still recovering from that.
Yeah.
It's, I lost most of my spine, had to be replaced with
a
coat hack.
Yeah. And you're still
I'm here
tall,
now. And
so that's good.
And what I'd like to do, Leanne, if it's okay, is I'd like to tape an episode of my show sometime where your mother's in a little inset box randomly saying things while I'm trying to do the show.
That would be great.
So I'm trying to talk to Hugh Jackman and she's saying things like, I was on the snow hill.
I'll just be shut up.
My favorite chowder is corn chowder. And it just randomly. Okay, our next guest was in The Fly. You know him as Jeff Goldblum, but, you know, onions are best on a sandwich. Okay, Mom, we got it. But how can I help you, Leanne? I know you have a question for me and I know I can help you.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you because I was going to say, like, so I've listened to the podcast so many times and I noticed that you're always just yourself, no matter kind of what anyone's saying. And I really like that. Even sometimes it might come off as mental illness, but you continue to do it. And I think that's really cool. So I want to ask
I really like you. It comes off as mental illness sometimes, but I like it.
Yeah. But I just wanted to ask you if there was any time that you had to pretend that you weren't showing any sign of mental illness. And you had to stray from being yourself. And I just wanted to ask you, like, how you deal with that kind of thing.
I am mostly myself when I perform or show myself to the public. But and Sona and Gorla, you will back me up. I can be weirder than even what people have seen or heard on the podcast. Yep. The podcast probably catches it the most, but. I go on these riffs sometimes that, they start out making sense and then they get more and more twisted and strange and, they're just not for public consumption. Isn't that true, Sona?
Yeah. I think that you would be arrested if a lot of the things that you said were released.
What are you talking
about?
Well,
because,
what do you mean arrested?
I mean, well, she's asking if you ever turn your mental illness off, but it's actually much more amplified. A lot of times.
Can we just start calling it my gift and not my mental
Sorry,
illness?
Sorry, I know. I'm just using what Leanne said. Yes, your gift.
Yeah, Leanne, you're getting the sanest version of
I
him.
Know.
We are getting the most gifted.
I can only imagine.
I am constantly talking and babbling.
Yes.
I say a lot of words that don't make sense. I have microaggressions.
And macroaggressions,
mm-hmm. But none of it's really based in reality. Like, I'm constantly threatening you, Mr. Gorley, but I'm not even angry with you. It's just, no. It, like, I have no anger towards Matt Gorley at all.
I think it comes from a good place, too.
I do, too. I think my desire to kill and kill again comes from a good place.
Listen to that laugh. It's the Joker. Like, we do a podcast for the Joker.
Yeah. Yes, Leanne, I know there was a question in there somewhere, but I think you nailed it. I think, yes. Has there been a time where I've needed to hide? Yes. There are times where my mind goes probably to a darker place and I edit myself. How about that? That's very true.
Sounds good. But I love how it just seems like you're always yourself, and same with Matt and Sona, and that really shines through in the podcast, and that's really cool. Aww.
I would say that's very sweet. I would say Sona is very much herself. I don't know who the real Matt is. So I don't know
I don't either.
Like, you're a shapeshifter, Gorley. You could be, yeah. I just don't know. You could be someone completely different. It's like that movie, The Stepfather. I just don't know. You could be a complete maniac and I wouldn't know it.
Matt's like Switzerland.
I am like Switzerland.
Yeah. Sticks in the middle.
Yeah. He's like Switzerland. Rarely visited.
That's hilarious. Amanda and I just went to Switzerland. Like.
Did you?
Yes, we did, specifically and only Switzerland.
Oh my God.
Isn't that just ridiculous? I'm with you. I'm a mess.
You're not a mess.
Yeah.
You're good friends. And they, you know what? It really does help
good
to
friends.
Do this.
What was the most robotic? Were you talking about Sona and me, or am I good friends with myself?
That's actually, I created that soundbite with my computer. If you listen to it again, carefully, all I did was press Control D and it just was like, we are good friends.
You're good friends. Good friends.
I enjoy. And then Control Alt J is, I enjoy people.
I am a human.
Control Alt W is, I love children. When my wife and I visit her family with our kids, we stay in this hotel in Seattle. And there's one of those elevators that has a voice, a robotic voice that's telling you what floor you're going to. It's this accent we can't place, but when you get in the elevator on the fifth floor and you're going to the lobby, this woman's voice says, going down. And it burned into my brain. And whenever I'm in an elevator and it starts to go down, I hear in my brain, going down. I find it very disturbing. And I'm glad I shared it with you. I think your mom's trying to get in on the act again. Was that your mom who just walked behind you?
Yeah, it is.
God, she's incorrigible. She can't be stopped.
She can't. He can't. She's fierce. Also, that's an awesome guitar. Is it a Gretsch behind you?
Yes, cool. It is. Do you know your Gretsch guitars?
Yeah, I want one. I don't have one, but I love to play guitar. That's another thing I love about you. I love to watch you play. Like, I've seen a few videos of you playing, and it's just so fun because it's just you're up there and it looks like you love it. And I love to
play guitar. I really love playing with Jimmy Vivino and guys from my band. And we've put out a couple of videos, and I was really proud of it until someone said, "Great Viagra ad." And it was like, yeah, like, look at the older guy bopping out with his guitar. Viagra. That was a torpedo that just blew me apart. I think I almost burned my guitar that night. It's like, I'll never play this again. But maybe the good news is I'll probably get an ad for Viagra. So that'll be good.
Congratulations.
Well, it's been very nice talking to you. Leanne, I've loved talking to you. And occasionally your mom. Tell her I said, is your mom still there?
She is. She's right there.
Hi, Conan.
Okay. And I'm coming after you. What's your first name?
My name's Carol.
Carol, I'm coming after you. You've been taping this call illegally. I'm coming after you. I will use the Canadian courts to bring you down.
I'll have bike to Mexico by then, so it'll be tough.
You guys are taunting me. Like, come and get me. Oh man, I'm going after this family. Hey, lovely talking to you.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thanks, no problem. Leanne. Bye-bye, Leanne. Bye, take Leanne. Care.
Bye.
Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate Talent Producer Jennifer Samples. Associate Producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.